replaces it with joy.
Oh, you can start talking anytime, by the way.
What should I say?
You could introduce the show. You could say, welcome to 7 Second Delay.
No, that doesn't interest me at all.
We're in stereo this week.
You've lost me, my friend. I'm already tuned out.
You could say, my name's Andy Breckman, but you say that.
That means nothing to me. A name is just a label, man. I'm more than my name, Ken.
It's your label.
Yeah, there's a lot more to me than that. You've never looked past my name.
What else is there?
I have a soul. I have hopes. I have dreams. Yeah. I have fears.
What's your biggest fear?
What's your biggest fear?
The Iron Maiden.
My biggest fear is the Iron Man.
Iron Man?
Iron Man.
The Robert Downey Jr. franchise?
Yeah. Now he will come and get me. What's the Iron Maiden? That's a torture device?
Yeah, it's a torture device from the Middle Ages. But it's
with spikes. You go into a little... It's
like a
coffin.
Yeah, body-shaped coffin with spikes inside.
And they close it on you.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
It never actually existed.
But I've seen it.
Yeah, they invented it afterwards.
You mean like for tourists?
And yeah, yep. There never actually was an Iron Maiden.
Did firing squads exist?
Yes.
So you're an Iron Maiden denier.
I am.
Yeah.
Used to be an Iron Maiden apologist.
Yeah.
You know what they call us.
Yeah, no, the Iron Maiden, it never happened, Ken. The Jews created the myth of the Iron Maiden so they could get their own homeland and grab control of the worldwide banking system.
Sounds like you've been to
media.
Some meetings.
And the Western media, all the media in the Western world that go in with their stories about the Iron Maiden.
Welcome to the wonderful world of Maideners, Andy.
Yeah.
It's a rich community.
Iron Maiden truthers.
You will find much fellowship here.
No, I know. That's just they invented. But I've seen the Iron Maidens. Oh, no, they were made, let's say, for museums.
Yeah.
They were made there. They're all within 30 or 40 years. How else do you explain there's no rust on the hinges?
Exactly.
Yeah, let's hear it all, Ken.
Man, you must have been to the website.
Yeah.
You know,
I've never seen any bloodstains in them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, there's another meeting next week. Can you come? Because you know this. You have it down.
I used to be a true believer. How else are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
I worry about you going on and on about the Iron Maiden. I worry about my friends.
Don't worry about me.
You got nothing, man. Iron Maiden.
Did you enjoy the debate last night?
I didn't see the debate. Did you enjoy the debate?
I didn't see it either. I turned it off as soon as Sheryl Crow started singing.
Sheryl Crow started singing?
Yeah, they opened the debate with the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, they really built it up like it was a wrestling match or something. It was kind of unbelievable.
She was there in person singing?
Yeah. Very, very weird.
Nope.
They didn't even do that during the Republican debates.
Well, I guess that's the point.
That's true. The Republicans don't have to prove that they're patriotic.
Yeah. Hey, dog.
It's Ted Leonard, the dog with the last name.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Whose dog is that?
That's Jeff's. Jeff's dog.
Well, we've stalled long enough.
Yes.
Hey, did you enjoy last week's show when we had our temp girls?
It was great. Great being able to go home early. And,
that's for sure.
Yeah, Jackie and Ramona?
Rolando.
Rolando. Oh, man. You remembered a name that I didn't remember.
And Matthew.
Wow.
Yep.
You're good.
You know what else I remember?
What?
You owe me $90.
Oh, that's true. I do owe you $90.
You have it with you?
I think I do have a checkbook with me, yeah.
Let's take a break here. You want to put on some music?
No.
Let's put on how long will it take you to write a check?
Not long.
Let's put on some music.
No, it's okay. We have a show to do.
Hey, enjoy the stylings. This is Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth.
No, we're not putting on For What It's Worth. We have a real show to do.
Is there a song called $90? Pay the Man?
I will.
Something, is there a song called I Recognize My Obligations?
I will check to see whether there's a song called $90.
Yeah. I'm an adult. Something about I don't shirk from my responsibilities.
$90. Cohen owes me $97.
That's a song?
Yeah.
By who?
By Irving Berlin.
I love Irving Berlin. Who sings it?
I don't know.
This is great check writing music. Hey, if any of you are collecting debts, you might want to take a little break here.
Is it an instrumental? Come on. No, it's not. My son here to my side. Oh, it's terrible.
That's terrible?
Yeah, it's really awful.
Would you say it's worse than owing someone money and not paying them?
Yes. I would rather...
Wait, let's hear the... Wait, no, this is just the intro. Here it comes. Soon his son was sitting by his bed. What's the matter, Papa? I'm loving this. The old man said, my son, before my days are done... Hold on. It's going to start. It's going to kick in. Cohen owes
me $97. There we go. Yay.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Is there any song called Friedman Owes Me $90 Even?
Let me search
just
for
check.
That. Friedman.
I want to hear that one from start to finish.
Owes Me $90. No. No results found for Friedman Owes Me $90.
Mm. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It's such a common part of the human condition.
Yeah. I know. It's funny nobody's written that song yet.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Hey, let's put our first call on the air.
We don't have any calls yet. And this has been an ongoing problem for us. And we've done about six shows in a row of very, very high concept topics. So I recommended that tonight we cast a wide net.
Come up with an idea that, that many people, almost anyone,
right,
could respond to.
Right. And you said, can it be a wide racist net?
Yeah.
And I said, no. A wide net. Everybody is welcome.
So let's have our white callers call on this line, 201-209-9368, any other ethnic group call. Do we have a second line?
We do, but I don't know the number.
Oh.
No, everybody's welcome to call 201-209.
Oh, that's our one number.
9368.
Yeah.
Yes, all races, colors, and creeds.
Yeah, that's not. It's no longer a whites-only number.
Right.
Welcome, WFMU, to the 20th century.
It's a wide tent.
Yeah, it's a big, big tent.
Big tent. And
yeah.
And the topic tonight is, are you a man or are you a woman?
Yes. We just want to know if we have more men or women listening. We're just going to take a tally. We're going to throw open the phones. Just tell us if you're male or female. And
Nick the Bard, let them through.
Let them all through. Open up the floodgates. And we do have a prize for whichever gender wins.
Wow, I didn't realize we had a prize.
Yes, we have a prize.
Excellent.
If there are more men than women calling in the course of the next 45 minutes, I will write a check for $10 and I will send it to MGM and I will ask them to add it to the budget of the next James Bond movie. because guys love James Bond, and this would make the next James Bond movie that much bigger and sexier and louder.
All right.
It will be a cooler movie. We'll add $10 to the budget.
They'll have a bigger budget.
Of the next James Bond movie. If more men call.
Right. They can buy an extra roll of gaffer's tape.
If that's what they want to use it for, they can get Daniel Craig an extra Diet Pepsi or sandwich.
Yep.
It'll be added to the budget. It'll make the next James Bond movie that much cooler. If more men call.
Hey, guess what?
If more women call, we will send the same $10 to author, activist Gloria Steinem.
Still very much alive.
She can use it for whatever she wants. She can buy a book by Maya Angelou, right?
She probably has it already.
Yeah. What else would she do with it? Buy a pink ribbon?
Why? Because she's a woman?
Yeah, buy an IUD. What do feminists buy? Put it toward her next abortion? You can't buy a whole abortion.
I knew that was going to come up sooner or later.
No, you can't buy a whole one, but you can put it toward it.
She could buy a cervical
cap. Put it toward her abortion fund. She must have a little abortion jar.
I think she's probably past the point of needing abortion.
Feminists have abortion jars. They don't throw them out.
I think Gloria Steinem's like 89 years old. I don't think she has to worry about abortions anymore. I just have a feeling.
Well, then she can use the $10 for whatever she wants.
Okay. I'm going to blow your mind. We have a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, hold on. Let me make a list. I'm going to start the tally.
Start
male, female.
You have a male column and a female column?
Yes, I'm ready to go. Do you think we have more male listeners or female listeners? We should give the phone number.
Yes, let's give out that phone number.
201-209-9368. It's the battle of the sexes here on WFMU. If more men call, you get a little bigger James Bond movie. A little money goes to the new budget of the new James Bond movie. If more women call, Gloria Steinem gets a nice little gift in the mail.
I wouldn't say $10 is a nice little gift.
You don't think she'd cash $10?
I don't.
Congratulations. Of your gender won the Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
You were the first prize.
That'll be very interesting to see whether she cashes.
You don't think she would cash a check for $10? Oh, my God.
I wouldn't say that she would definitely cash it. We have a full switchboard. Hi, you're on the air.
You don't think Gloria Steinem would cash a $10 check. You have no idea about how human beings think.
Hang on. Does she already own a...
What you don't know about women, you could fill a stadium.
Does she already own a cervical cap?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, we have a female.
I am a female.
All right.
Gloria, down with Andy.
Yeah, thanks very much. It looks like Gloria Steinem is on her way.
She's winning.
She's in the lead. She's going to get that $10 check.
All right, how many women
so
callers?
Far, the score is 1-0.
All right, let's take another call.
201-209-9368. It's the battle of the sexes here on WFMU.
This
is the most stupid and patronizing thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I agree. It's better than the topic that we that we toyed around with.
I don't even remember what that was.
That topic was how many of your children have been aborted? And it's
yes.
a topic that men or women can...
Yeah.
Participate in, and then
you didn't want to go with that.
They call up and they tell us how many of their children have been aborted, how old they would be now.
And we'd have a prize. We'd have bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't want to go with that.
No, I didn't want to go with that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, another female caller.
Wait, are you a male or a female?
A female.
And she says it very proudly. Oh, boy. The chicks have taken the lead here. This is very exciting. This is exactly the kind of suspense and excitement I was hoping for.
I was hoping that this topic would get more female callers.
This is what the battle of the sexes is all about.
Would you like to speak with our female caller, Andy?
No, I have nothing to say. Your vote has been tallied. We thank you for your participation.
But wait, I thought you wanted a vote on, or you had some questions you wanted to have answered.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Every question in my life has been answered.
Gloria Steinem is in the lead. What do you think we should buy her?
No, she'll spend it on her own. Maybe she wants.
I don't think she needs any money.
Yeah, you don't think that. Gift. I don't think that she'll cash Andy's check.
Maybe her granddaughter needs an abortion. Maybe her neighbor. She must know someone needing an abortion.
Yeah, but I don't think she needs any money or any help.
Well, we'll see if she cashes the $10 check.
All right.
Do you think MGM would cash the check if we said, please put this toward the budget your next James Bond
definitely
production?
Not. Definitely
you don't think
not.
They would?
You should just send him a roll of gaffer's tape.
No, yeah. I'm going to send him a check.
I really wouldn't worry about it.
I'm going to send him a check. And
thank
then,
you, female caller number two.
And then we'll be able to say that we helped produce the next James Bond movie. 201-209-9368. This is it, kids. We've been building it for 25 years to this show. It's the battle of the sexes here on WFMU. And the
what's the score?
It's two
to nothing.
To nothing.
This is great. Hi, you're on the air. Are you a male or are you a female?
Hello. I'm actually calling for three people. I'm two females and one male.
Two females and one male.
Do we have to have them all check in on the phone?
Yes.
Do we have to talk to them?
Yes.
Okay, that's one female.
One female. Let's
hear female number two.
Penelope, give a shout out.
That was a female number
and,
two.
And that's your male number one.
Where's Dad? I'm male number one, baby.
All right, that was definitely a guy.
That was it. So all the score stands at 4-1.
4-1.
It can't get more exciting than this. This is greater than any playoff game, any championship game. It's the battle of the sexes.
Thank you, two women and a man.
And I think everyone's responding because there's a prize involved. The women get their prize. $10 go to their hero, to their icon.
Oh, is that
the feminist icon, Gloria Steinem?
That's how you chose Gloria Steinem?
Yeah.
She's the female hero.
Yeah, now that Maya Angelou's dead, who would you say is the female hero?
These days?
Yeah.
Maybe Hillary?
Yeah, maybe Hillary. We're going to go with Gloria Steinem. I bet she'll put the money right in her abortion jar.
It would either be Hillary. Oh, an abortion jar.
Well, I bet I'm sure she has one on her piano or mantle.
She's 89 years old. She doesn't have to worry about abortions anymore. Do you understand how this works?
But you don't think if neighbors or people that live near Gloria Steinem need an abortion, you don't think they knock on her door?
And ask for her abortion jar?
Yeah, should I dip into your abortion jar? Could I borrow a few bucks from your abortion jar? My ex boyfriend knocked me up.
I guess you make.
I already have four kids. I have no room for the other kids.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
I guess once you have an abortion jar going.
Yeah. And then the other ten. If men win, oh boy, James Bond, baby.
Didn't Daniel Craig just say that he wouldn't be caught dead doing another James Bond movie?
Oh, well, everyone says that. Sean Connery said that, and then he made a James Bond movie called Never Say Never Again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all come back.
Hi, you're on the air. Are you a man or a woman?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, there's a man. All the men are making a fantastic, dramatic comeback. This is so exciting, so dramatic.
4-2 now?
It's 4-2, and we're at 201-209-9368. It's the battle of the sexes. Are you a male or a female? That's the only question we're asking.
There are other alternatives, you know, Andy.
What are you saying?
There could be trans listeners.
Do they have penises?
They may or may not have penises.
No, that will determine what category I put them in.
What if they had one and don't have one anymore? What if they used to not have one and now they do have one?
Do they still have possession of it? Is it in their room or their house?
Oh, you mean is it next to the abortion jar?
Is it in a jar of formaldehyde?
In a penis jar?
Do they keep it in a penis jar? That will determine my vote. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
There you go. It's another guy. This is so exciting.
Is Andy right? You're a guy?
Correct.
All right.
You see, Ken, here's what happened. The women, they jumped out to a very early lead.
What's the score now?
It's 4-3. Women still have
women
the lead.
Women winning. Come on,
but
women.
But men are rounding the corner. They have the inside lane. I believe in my men brethren. 201-209-9368. It's the battle of the sexes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
A woman.
Right. Women catching up. No, they're still in the lead.
They are still in the lead.
All right.
Now, why are you rooting for the women?
Homophobe? No, that's that. No.
Yeah,
that's,
you hate men.
No,
homophobe.
Homophobe means
what?
You're afraid or you don't like gay people. That's what homophobe means.
Never explained to me.
Yeah. Well, thank you, caller.
Huh.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Why would you be rooting for women? It makes no sense.
Because they're the underdog.
In what way?
That any time we ever do a call-in show or any show on FMU does a call-in show, it's usually three-quarters men.
Yeah.
So women are the underdog. So I'm rooting for the underdog.
Because women like good music. You do everything you can to repel women. Yeah, yeah. I wonder why women don't listen.
You're right.
Have you ever listened to the rest of the shows here? We're 201-209-9368. Are you a guy or a gal, man or a woman? They should have instruction books with these microphones.
I just did.
Yeah, I know.
I just did the lamest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, you banged your nose on it.
No, I actually whipped the microphone into my forehead.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I'll try not to do that again.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes!
Come on, guys.
Hear me roar.
Yeah.
Give us a roar.
Don't give us a roar. No, don't give us a roar. Yeah, thank you.
That was a good roar. Thank you.
It looks like Gloria Steinem's going to have $10 to spend as she sees fit. I wonder what she'll do with it.
Well, she's not going to put it in her abortion jar. That's my guess.
You never know. You never know what a feminist will do with a little extra money. You know, they're very unpredictable. Oh, elderly feminists.
Are they wily?
They're very wily. You can't pin them down. You never know. Ooh. You never know. They could zig or they could zag.
Wow.
They're feminists, baby. 201-209-9368.
Is your wife a feminist?
Yeah, she smokes Virginia Slims.
Your wife doesn't smoke.
If she did smoke, it would be Virginia Slims.
I don't think Virginia Slims exist anymore. You and your dated references, Jane Mansfield, Joey Heatherton, Virginia Slims.
Hi, thanks for calling. Hey, are you a male or a female?
Hey, I'm a female, but I want to make a request.
Okay.
Sure.
Can we please change it from the female icon from, like, Gloria Steinem to, like, Grumpy Cat? Because Grumpy Cat is, like, a girl cat.
Grumpy Cat's a girl?
Yes, her name really is Charter Soft.
Charter Soft?
In real life.
It's an interesting note, interesting suggestion. We're going to certainly consider it seriously,
and,
aren't we, Ken?
And, yes. And she's my idol, not really Gloria.
We are not dismissing you. We are not teasing you or chiding you. We are seriously considering your suggestion. Hang up, Ken.
Grumpy Cat.
Just hang up. Okay.
Are we going to switch it to Grumpy
Cat? No intention at all doing that.
Do you know who Grumpy Cat is?
Yeah, some kind of YouTube phenomenon.
Okay.
I'll
give you a
pass. Did Grumpy Cat found Ms. Magazine?
Did
she lead women out of the dark ages in the 60s and 70s almost single-handedly?
No. But Gloria Steinem didn't do anything single-handedly. You know, she was part of an overall movement.
Yeah, I know she had men helping her.
No, I'm not talking
I know what you're saying.
No, she had lots
Well, she was so successful.
She had lots
So
of,
effective. I'm sure there was a man directing all her whole
Do you
campaign.
Remember the name of the magazine that Gloria Steinem established?
Ms.
Very good.
Ms.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
There's a guy.
That's a guy.
That's my guy. Okay, the score is now 7-4. The Chicks still have the lead. We're 201-209-9368. Welcome to the Battle of the Sexes. It all comes down to this. Finally.
Hi.
Finally.
You're on the air.
Hey.
It's a guy.
Hi, I'm a man. I am a man, last time I checked.
Did you watch the Mets game last night?
No.
Okay. Put him down in the female category.
No, that's not how you decide.
He didn't watch the Mets game last night.
Did you watch the Mets game last night?
I tried.
You know. What percentage would you say you are male? It's not a rhetorical question. I know the answer.
No, I'd say I'm...
You're 82% male.
I was going to say 80%.
Yeah, you're 82% male.
What percent male are you?
I'm like 99% male, baby.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
What was the score of the Mets game? Who won the Mets game?
The Dodgers won.
Yeah, the Dodgers won.
Yeah. Hey, we have so many people to thank for pledging to our Silent Marathon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't forget to mention the Silent Marathon.
Yeah, Graham in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, dear God. Is this a long list?
Walter in Milburn.
No, no.
William in Lake Hiawatha. Uh-huh. I'll thank more later.
Okay. Okay. And what are you going to do with the money you raise?
Build
an abortion clinic on the fourth floor?
No.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to pay bills to keep the station on the air for another couple of months.
Okay. 201-209-9368.
Do abortion clinics make a lot of money?
Oh, my God, yeah.
What's involved?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have a gift shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have a gift shop in the lobby.
Could I have just the gift shop and not do
No. People come in for the abortion And they always stop at the gift shop on the way out.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more about this after the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Oh, there you go. It's a guy.
No, that's you.
Oh. Wait, so that's neither guy or gal?
Yeah,
no,
neither guy nor
201-209-9368. This is very exciting. Women are winning by... You know what? I'm kind of excited about this race.
7-5. Women are in the lead.
I'm kind of excited about the contest, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Do you think we can get more females to call?
I think we can.
201-209-9368. Girls, ask your husbands or your boyfriends for permission to call us. 201-209-9368. And,
what do you think this is?
And so we can register your vote.
You think this is like Saudi Arabia? They have to ask their husbands and boyfriends permission?
No, I see what you're saying.
Women are allowed to call.
They've been completely emancipated. They can call now.
Right.
Well, let's see it. Let's see him prove it.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
All right, I'm a man.
Okay, there it is. Oh, my God. We're within one.
No proof? No proof necessary?
No proof necessary. It is 6-7. We're at 201-209-9368. If men win, we will reward the gender by sending $10 to MGM to put toward the budget of the next James Bond movie.
We got two women.
Two women?
Two women. Can we hear both of them?
This is woman number one. And let me hear woman number two. Oh, we hung up?
Yeah, they hung up.
I'm going to give that one woman.
Yeah.
Because we only heard one voice.
Right. And the score now is what, 8-6?
8-6.
8-6. Women are in the lead.
It's very, very exciting here. 201-209-9368. Join us, won't you?
And
it's a battle
of
the sexes.
Thank you to Dan from St. Paul, Minnesota, and Carol from New York.
These are all people that pledged to the Silent Marathon?
To the Silent Marathon without us even asking over the air.
How can they learn more about the Silent Marathon?
They can go to WFMU.org. And, there's going to be a video of you and me up soon on the homepage.
Oh, that'll be very exciting.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. I'm hanging up on them because they didn't say anything, and I had a feeling they were a man.
They were trying to talk?
Hi, you're on the air.
There's going to be a video of you and me up soon.
Oh, that's me. Hey.
Hey, hi.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like a chick.
Hey, how are you?
Is this Amy?
Amy, yeah.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
Hi, Amy.
Okay, so female, but I have to say I did watch the Mets game, and I do not have a Y chromosome.
There you go. See, Ken?
Right.
Maybe you learned a little something.
I've met her, and I know I can vouch for the fact that she is female, though she watched the Mets game last night.
Then we're putting her, we're putting a big mark in the under female.
Because they were once the underdog.
Yeah, right. Once upon a time.
They were the females of the National League.
All right.
Nice way of putting it.
Thanks,
Amy.
Thanks very much. Thank you, Amy. And we should also thank Amy's boyfriend for letting her call.
I don't think Amy needed his permission. Amy's allowed to call. I mean, it's not even a question of being allowed to call.
Uh-huh. You mean a lot of, I see what you're saying. Like a lot of husbands or boyfriends give a blanket permission. They say, if you want to make a call in the next day or 24-hour period.
No, it's open-ended. It's completely.
The phone is yours if
no,
you want
it's like completely open-ended.
Oh, they say maybe till the end of the week.
No.
Yeah.
No, period. Like, my phone is your phone.
Oh, and then
well, no, because everybody has a different phone now.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's true. I did read that.
Women have their own phone and they can
use it. Women have their own phones, yes.
And they can use
it. You've come a long way, baby.
There you go.
201-209-9368. Well, that's kind of what we're celebrating here.
Female!
Female.
That's a female.
That was a female.
That's 10-6.
Wow.
Come on, guys.
Women are winning.
Wait, are you only selecting women?
No.
Are you really doing it randomly?
I'm
201-209-9368. It's Battle of the Sexes.
Maybe Nick the Bard is only putting females through.
If the female gender wins, if we get more female calls, $10 in the mail to Gloria Steinem, feminist icon.
Hi.
Or Grumpy Cat.
Oh, there's a woman. It doesn't look good for us. Come on, guys. 201-209-9368. If men win, $10 to MGM to put toward James Bond.
Hey, we got a pledge from Moscow. Ivan.
From Moscow?
What are the chances of that? A guy named Ivan in Moscow pledged to this program. Thank you, Ivan.
It doesn't seem real.
And thanks to Gary from Hackensack.
Is he an expat? Is he American that's listening in?
He looks like he's Russian. His name is Ivan, and his last name has funny characters in it.
Maybe the Russians want to keep FMU on the air for their own devious reasons.
Like what?
Well, like what better way to undermine American culture, undermine our spirit, our will to live.
I see.
Than keeping this crap on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insidious.
Right.
And I'm a man!
Well, that sounds like a man.
I don't know. That was...
That sounds like a man.
I'm a man! M-A-N!
Oh, that's it. I'm taking that.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. It's our battle of the sexes.
Remind me why we're doing this again.
Because you wouldn't let me do.
Oh, that's right. We wouldn't do the how many of your children have been aborted show, right?
Yeah.
How many of your children have been aborted?
None.
None.
None. How many of your children have been aborted?
None. Why do you ask?
Well, we'll talk later.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, it's Beth.
Hi,
oh, hey,
Beth.
Honey, aren't you proud of your husband?
Yes.
You've never been prouder of me, have you?
Oh, because the women are winning, and you're giving money to Gloria Steinem?
Put Beth down in the female column.
Beth is not just a woman. She is all woman.
Beth counts. Beth, is your daughter in the house?
No, I'm actually in the car.
Ah, okay.
But it's a hot show.
You couldn't have a hotter topic than are you male or female? We certainly found the sweet spot for call-in radio. The only way we could widen the net even more is this: if we did a show called "Are You There?" That will be next week.
I agree. We have to save that one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's
hello.
Good one.
Are you there? That'll be next week. I love you, honey. See you later.
Love you too. Bye.
Aw, you two guys are so sweet.
I love that girl. I don't know what she sees in me. Lord knows.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm swinging my penis over my head right now as we speak.
Okay, I think that's a man.
He's all man, baby. We're at 201-209-9368. That was the call you were afraid we'd get, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's the call I warned you about.
You're absolutely right. You called it almost verbatim.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I am a man.
There you go. That's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it.
No proof, huh?
No, we're going to take his word for it.
This
is our rope-a-dope strategy. We're letting women feel comfortable, it's feel complacent.
12 to 9.
It's women, 12 to 9. Women. But now, with 25 minutes to go, we're making our move. You're on the ropes.
Come on, women.
201-209-9368.
It's time for the women to finally win a call-in show.
Hey, wait.
WFMU.
Let's see how many calls we can take in the next 25 minutes. You want to just go as fast as we can?
Okay. Hi, you're on
the air. Let's give the number again. 201-209-9368. Keep hitting redial, and we're just going to tally up some calls. Here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Okay, that's a guy. Thank you very much.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I am.
That's a guy.
Hi,
thank you very much.
You're on the air.
Hi, I'm a woman.
There
all
you
right.
go. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I am a manly man.
There it is, a manly man.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
That's it. You know what? We just tied it up. It is 13-13. 201-209-9368. This is a nail biter, folks. We don't know what's going to happen. It could go either way. I've never seen a sporting contest this exciting. 201-209-9368. It's the battle of the sexes here at WFMU. Are you male or female?
I think we should go slower.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
All right.
No, we don't have to hear the roar.
Women take the lead again.
They do.
Yeah, what is it, 14-13 now?
Yeah, 14-13. $10, if women win, $10 is going to Gloria Steinem to use any way she wants. I wonder what she'll do with it.
I don't think she's going to cash.
Maybe buy a puppy calendar.
Women, what is it? Why do you think women like puppies?
Women love puppies.
Puppies are not a female thing.
Maybe she'll buy some kind of birth control device.
She doesn't need it. She's 89 years old.
What do women do? What do women do when they're that old? What does a feminist do? What does a feminist do?
Is that an Andy Breckman song?
No, it's an outtake from Camelot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
It tested very badly in New Haven.
Let me check. I'm a man.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Chris Jenner.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's it. Men have the lead. 201. Oh, no. Women have just tied it.
Tied it again.
Oh, for one brief, glorious moment, we had the lead. 201-209-9368. This contest can go either way. The lead is seesawing back and forth, folks.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
There it is. The lead again.
No, it's tied.
No, my friend.
Oh.
That's the last call.
Ooh,
right there.
16-15, men or women winning.
Men or women. Hello, MGM. Use that $10 any way you want. Maybe it'll add one extra bullet in a big action fight scene.
They don't use real bullets. You mean another blank?
Maybe it'll give, what will it, maybe they'll be able to afford a couple of extra nectarines on the food cart.
Yes. They could buy a few extra nectarines with $10.
You don't know what MGM's going to do with it. Mm.
Hi, you're on the air.
Tim.
Hello. Are you male or female?
I'm male.
Okay.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. We have now opened up a lead. We now have a safety run. It is 17-15.
Hi, you're on the air.
If the show ended now.
Hey, I'm a man.
That's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. 201-209-9368. I think women are having trouble dialing.
I don't.
Because all those numbers. Yeah, it's
no,
like 10
digits. Not too many numbers. I'm a male.
Yeah, there you go. Well, men can handle because they're right brain. They're more comfortable with all those numbers and digits.
I don't think so. Hi, you're on.
How else do you explain this?
Hello, maybe they buy FDS.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, you're on the air.
We have the lead by 5 points.
I'm woman.
There we go. What's the score now?
It is 20-16. 201-209-9368. And for any women listening, I'll do the math. You are losing by 4.
I don't think you didn't need to do that.
Well, then why can't they dial the phone as well as men? How do you explain this?
Hi, you're on the air.
Man with aborted child.
Now that's entertainment.
Hi, that's, I'm a female.
There you go.
There we go.
That last guy caller had something for everyone.
He admitted that one of his children has been aborted.
It's something for everyone. That's drama, Ken. That's good radio.
We should have spoken to him about his aborted child.
Yeah.
How old would the aborted child be now?
Yeah, I wonder what he'd be majoring in. He or she.
What would he or she have been named?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wonder what he or she's favorite TV show would be.
The Leftovers. I bet.
No way to tell, Ken.
Have you seen The Leftovers?
Ken, it's just a hypothesis. Ken, you're just projecting.
No, it definitely would have been The Leftovers.
You don't know, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's the thing. That's the tragedy of abortion.
Hi, you're on the air. All right, I hung up on that person.
Dear God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
yes!
I'm a woman.
Woman.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken and Andy are going to hell. We're 201-209-9368. Would you agree that this is guaranteed our passage to hell?
No. What part of it? The abortion?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you've been riffing on abortion a lot lately.
Yeah, because I love making you blush.
Yeah, because it's the whole Planned Parenthood thing.
I love making you just squirm.
Hey, Eric from Brooklyn pledged to 7 second delay during the silent marathon.
Why? He's working with the Russians, obviously. He's
yep.
some kind of Russian mole.
Yep. He pledged money so that those Russian fighter jets can blare WFMU out their airplanes over Syria and scare ISIL back into their caves. Thanks to Michael and Morris Plains and Chris in Piscataway. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, tack another one for the guys.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a male.
There it is. Are you a male or female? 201-209-9368. Hey, if you're just tuning in, if you're listening on computer from the Middle East, Ken has just been making ISIL jokes left and right. Ken Friedman, you really have a lot of nerve, a lot of courage, Ken, to
ISIL,
take on those guys.
ISIL is hilarious.
Hey, they have a pretty great command of the social network. They know how to use the social media.
No,
you can learn a lot from them.
They are excellent at Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah. When they torture people, everyone knows it. And when you torture people, some people know it, but not everyone.
No,
only our listeners, really.
Yeah, my torture is covert. Well, not always covert.
Oh, that reminds me. Remember that riff we did on the Iron Maiden?
Yes.
We were on fire, baby.
By the way, ISIL is this week's secret word. And that makes that is the 10th secret word for round two, which means we now have to record a new secret show.
Oh,
as soon as somebody.
Oh, God.
I guess you're saying that there's not going to be any more secret words.
How did this happen? No, well, then what? We have to get together with a recorder
and
babble for 20 minutes?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, maybe that'll happen. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Man.
We're kicking butt.
What's the score?
24-18.
24 to 18, men or women winning.
Yeah.
Men or women. Hi, you're on the air.
Men are up by six.
Hi.
Oh, there's
I'm a female with no children, aborted or otherwise.
Excellent.
Okay.
A clean slate.
We've learned a lot about her.
I don't know. You haven't learned a whole lot. She never aborted a child, and she doesn't have children. It doesn't mean anything. She might be 18 years old.
Congratulations, Ken.
35.
Congratulations, Friedman. You've made me uncomfortable. You've done it.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
And we're two women.
All right, can we hear the other woman?
Well, we just heard both.
Molly, Dad.
Oh, that's Molly. It's my other woman.
Oh, that's Molly.
Wait, but I can't count Bethy. I already counted Bethy. Molly, I'm counting you, but not Mommy.
Can we count Molly twice because she's so great?
Molly is great, but we only can count her once.
No, but I mean, because she's so great, let's count her twice.
Well, that can't work.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had five or six great men calling.
Uncle Ken wants Molly to be counted twice. How many times does Andy, Dad, want Molly to be counted?
Molly doesn't want to break any rules, and Molly knows that would be unfair.
Oh, no, Molly wants to break this rule.
No.
Molly wants to be counted
Molly twice. Molly never cheats or breaks a rule. Molly doesn't take shortcuts like
Molly,
that, Ken.
Molly, how many times would you like to be counted? Two times, three times, or four times?
One time.
That's my girl. That's my beautiful girl. 201-209-9368. 9368. It's the battle of the sexes.
I really tried.
Who will win? Oh, now that I know my kids are listening, I have to dial things back a little.
Oh, no. Do the whole abortion.
No. We're not going to do that. We're going to tell SpongeBob jokes now.
SpongeBob abortion jokes?
No. We don't. We're not going to go there.
Oh, yeah. The time that SpongeBob went to the abortion clinic and then on his way out.
They actually pulled that episode from syndication.
Oh, okay.
201-209-9368. Hey, the score is 24-20. The guys still have the lead. 19 minutes to go. The lead's been seesawing back all night. This has been thrilling. There's $10 on the line. If the men win, money's going to the new MGM James Bond budget. If the women win, $10 going to feminist icon Gloria Steinem.
You're on the air.
You know, she posed as a Playboy
Hi,
bunny.
I'm female.
All right. Are there any other females in your location right now?
No.
Oh, well. Thanks. What's the score now?
That was the 21st call for women.
And it's 24 men, 21.
Yeah.
Women are catching up. Hi, you're on the
air. They're catching up in every phase of life, Ken. Every phase of life.
I'm a man.
Oh. There it is.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm a lady, and I have real lady parts and
I
real
don't think
lady
so.
Emotions.
Thanks for calling. Now we hang up on that. You enjoy that?
Yeah.
You're enjoying this guy?
She had real lady parts and real lady emotions.
You're enjoying this guy?
That guy was funny.
Can I put him in the guy column?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Boy, it doesn't take much to amuse you.
I am a female woman.
I don't think so.
Yes,
no, that was not a female woman.
That's a female woman.
I'm a female woman.
How do you want to?
I'm a lady.
Are you?
Yes.
100% lady. Screw you, Andy.
See that?
That's not. That can't. Wait, can't you smell?
No, I know.
Can't you smell these pranks?
I know. I'm just trying to get the women to catch up.
Oh, dear God.
You put that guy in the male column.
You have to cheat,
that's
Ken?
Fine.
Would you be proud of that? Would women be proud of that if they won through cheating?
No.
Is that how women have to win?
No.
With men's help?
Absolutely not.
Yeah? No. They can't win by themselves?
They can
that
win.
That says a lot. We're learning a lot here about the state of gender relations, sex relations.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, I'm a girl.
There
All right.
Go.
Are there any other girls nearby?
My dog.
No. Okay. Sorry, we're not counting it. We're 201-209-9368, and if you're just tuning in, we are starting a long overdue conversation in this country about
gender relations,
about gender and relations between the sexes.
The glass ceiling.
Yeah, I do love the glass ceiling.
What's your favorite part about the glass ceiling?
I guess I love it when women press their breasts up against it.
Hi,
what's your favorite part of the glass ceiling?
Hello. Thanks. I am a female.
There you go. Right. Thanks very much.
Bye.
I like it when people stand up too fast and they crack it. That's my favorite part. Hey,
man,
more people.
Man, we're funny.
More people to thank here. Robert from LaGrangeville, Daniel in Pittsburgh, Peter in Clifton, and William from right here in Jersey City.
Oh, man, thanks for your support.
Yeah, we'll check in during our silent fundraiser.
201-209-9368. It's the Battle of the Sexes. We have, I say we have another 10 minutes here.
Yes, you're on the air. You're on the air. You're
okay,
on the air.
Put them on, baby.
Hi, I'm a woman.
There you go.
Right. What's the score now, Mr. Fancy Pants?
I have 24 for the females and 27 for the males. So 20, men are winning by 3.
27 to 24. So the women are really catching.
Very, very exciting.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I know.
There it is. Okay. That's another guy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm a guy.
There it is. We're pulling ahead.
Hi, you're
so
on the
long,
air.
Ladies. So long, ladies. We'll send you a postcard from the studio, from the MGM studio lot.
That's going to cut
email.
In. All right.
Oh, okay. Maybe I talked too soon.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a woman.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
What's the score now?
That was not a woman.
No, that was a woman.
That was not a woman.
No, that was a woman. I granted you the other two guys.
Okay, well, if that was a woman, the score is 26 to 29.
20. All right, so we're still three apart. It can still be done.
How exciting is this?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, is this
the
thanks for
female.
Calling? What does this sound like at home?
I don't know.
How much of this would you listen to if you were driving?
Not much.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
I think I'd be good for 4 minutes.
We wanted to do a big tent show.
Yeah, we wanted to get a lot of calls. And next week, we're going to do Are You There? And just give out the phone number.
I'll be out of town next week, but I'll Skype in if you want.
I'll actually be out of town, too.
Are you there? Where are you going? We could meet up.
I have some meetings in L.A. Are you in L.A.?
I'm in San Francisco next week.
I don't think we're going to be meeting up.
We can meet up halfway between the two.
You mean drive up the coast?
Zuma Beach?
Halfway up?
I don't think so.
All you know really about geography is what Neil Young taught you.
Yeah.
On his album covers.
Topanga Canyon, Zuma Beach.
Yeah.
Laurel Canyon is full of famous stars.
Is that a song he wrote?
He hates them worse than lepers. He'll kill them in their cars.
That's a Neil Young song?
Yeah, Revolution Blues. The best Neil Young song.
Pretty ballsy guy. 201-209-9368.
You're on the air.
Actually, that's the second best Neil Young song.
Oh, what's the best one?
Comes a Time.
I do like
What a snobby reaction.
I do like Comes a Time.
Dear God.
I just remember when I bought
this station, its attitude toward music. Dear God, save us all from this station.
I can explain it.
I don't want to hear it.
I like the song Comes
a
Time.
Oh, great. Oh, that we're allowed to listen to Comes a Time. Hey, kids, Ken is giving Thumbs a Time the green light. You can listen to it again.
It was just so disappointing when that album came out because he had just done this whole searing series of tours and albums with Crazy Horse.
And he did a nice country rock album.
And then he put out Comes
About His Family, about his ex-wife.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Don't count that.
I'm counting that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, female.
There you go.
There we go.
Very exciting. 201-209-9368. It couldn't be more exciting.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
All right.
Hold on. Wait. 20. I got to search.
I love your show.
Are there any other females nearby?
There's no accounting for taste.
No, but
Hi, Ken and Andy. You guys are awesome.
Can you pretend to be another
female? No. Oh, yeah, women have to cheat. Is that the lesson you want to send to my daughter who's listening? Women can't win on their own. By the way, women are now one behind. It's now a one-point game.
Whoa. What's the score?
It's 29 to 30.
Whoa. All right.
Let's see how many calls we can take.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a chef, actually.
There it is.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Can't count that one.
I'm a female.
There you go.
Yes, you are. Are there any other females nearby?
Oh, for the love. Why do you do that? Why do you have to pander to them or try to milk it for another vote?
Because pandering to females is fun.
Here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a woman.
All right, the women take the lead.
No, they do not, sir. We are tied up. 201-209-9368. There is 7 minutes to go in this thrilling, thrilling, thrilling battle of the sexes here on WFMU. $10 is on the line.
It's a tie ball game.
If the women win, it's $10 going to be sent to Gloria Steinem. She can do whatever she wants. If the men win, $10 going to MGM.
Hey, did you hear Hillary knocked it out of the park last night?
Fantastic. She's back, baby.
She is.
She's back. Hey, how's her rapist husband doing? Was he there?
He was not there.
Huh, interesting. I wonder if he was out raping someone. while she was on stage talking about her commitment to women.
He sent out a fundraising.
Yeah, that's how they divide. That's how they divide the duties in their house. She talks about her empowering women, and he's out there raping interns.
He did send out a fundraising appeal in the middle of the debate.
Yeah, God bless him.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm female.
That's how you do it. Thanks very much.
Women have taken the lead.
Women have taken the lead.
All right, we have some more people to thank here.
Oh, you want to stall now?
No, I'm not
now
stalling.
Now that the women have the points up.
Clifford from Syracuse, thank you. Cody from Oakland, California. John in Portland, thank you. Oh, Andy, your protege, Grant.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Grant actually is more than a protege. He's a partner now.
Oh, really?
He's helping me promote Feed a Puppy.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Grant. And Grant has entered his dog, Harvey, into the mascot contest. Thank you so much, Grant. Coming up next on WFMU, it's Do It For Me with Sue, the radio program you can watch every week. I'm scared to take another call. Women are in the lead, right?
They do. They have one-point lead.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
You're a woman.
2-point lead, my friend.
you're a woman. She got a little confused. I love that about women. Sometimes they forget who's who. It is a 2-point lead. You're absolutely right, Kenny. You're trying to sense whether this call's a woman or not.
I am. Hi, you're on the air.
Trying to feel your way through.
Hi, I did abort one baby once.
There you go. Well, that's another show.
How old would that baby be right now?
That baby would be a 22-year-old ISIS fighter right now.
God forgive us.
Or ISIL, God forgive us for this.
May the Lord forgive us if you're listening.
And
hardly know this man. I only spend an hour a week with him.
What would your 22-year-old baby ISIS fighter's favorite TV show be?
God forgive me.
The Leftovers?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Well, Ken.
The Leftovers rocks.
Well, Ken, you're going to rot in hell, and I guess I'll be in hell with you.
No, have you been?
But I won't be riding in hell.
Have you been watching The Leftovers?
I have not been watching The Leftovers.
Oh, it's excellent. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I am a man. Did I tie it up?
Yes, it does. You tied it up.
Ties it up.
Very, very exciting. It is 33 to 33.
And Jeremy in London.
We have 4 minutes left.
Thank you. Ivan in Toronto. And Thaddeus in Virginia. Thank you. Okay. Thanks to all these people.
God bless you all.
Marking them as already thanked.
If you just tuned in, you are a very, very fortunate individual.
Are we tied?
We are exactly tied. Do you want to end it like right here?
No.
How many more? Wait, why don't you do this? How many more calls do you want to take? Let's take 5 more calls. Okay. Are you willing to do that?
Yes, 5 more calls.
Okay, here we go. Okay. 5 more calls, and that's it, Ken.
Okay.
So if the next, so this is it. It's best out of 5 now. Best out of 5, Ken.
Okay.
If the next 3 calls are men, it's all over. The only way you could win then is if you have multiple female callers.
Correct.
Let's go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is for me, young girl.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it. We're best out of 5, and the first call went.
A woman.
Oh my God. The second call went to a woman, and this is it. The men have to sweep the next 3 calls.
Hi, you're on the air.
Male.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a little kid. That's how you do it.
No, come on. I challenge.
He's a prepubescent kid.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
He's 9.
Did you watch the Mets game last night?
No, he's doing his homework.
I'm listening to it right now.
Ken, he's in second grade.
Okay.
Okay. It is 2-1. Ken, 2-1. Let's just set the stage. This is very exciting. Ken, this is real drama.
Yes, it is real drama.
Ken, we're doing best out of 5.
Right.
Women are up 2-1. There are 2 calls to go. Or, if this next call is a woman, the contest is over.
Right.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Now, wait, set the stage. You have 3 lines lit up.
3 lines lit up.
You don't know which is which, do you?
No idea.
You don't know who's on the, what those lights represent.
I'm in the dark.
Are you going to just randomly pick one?
No, I'm picking the newest one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Women!
Yes!
Yay! Yay, women win!
Women win. And $10 is going to Glorious Steinem. Hey, you should play the Indigo Girls. Chicks love them.
No, I'm playing Cohen Owes Me $97.
Oh, that's better. It's even better. Hey, I'll tell you why that song's appropriate. This song reminds me of something. I can't quite remember what it is.
Me neither. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9.
Congratulations, FM. Women.
Yes, congratulations, women.
And if you see a woman on the street tomorrow or if you go to work, congratulate them. They've won the WFMU Battle of the Sexes.
Finally, women win a call-in show on WFMU.
I wish I was there to see Gloria Steinem's face, her elderly, wrinkled, aged face.
Well, this is going to be a great...
Light up when she gets that money.
What the best part of this is we're going to know whether she cashes your check or not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, and we'll post it. We'll post the canceled check.
Yes. And we're going to be on tape next week. It's going to be a rerun next week.
Cohen owes me $97. Doesn't this make you love Irving Berlin?
No.
Cohen owes me $97.
I think I prefer White Christmas to this, to tell you the truth.
You're on the air here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You've never played anything this cool ever.
Stay tuned for Do It For Me with Sue. If you promise me, my son, you'll collect from everyone. I can die with a smile upon my face. Old man Rosenthal is better now. He just simply wouldn't die somehow. He is healthy and very well. Don't! Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
do it. Hey, folks, this is Sue Braun. This is Do It For Me. You hear me now? Welcome to the program. We are a little bit bare bones tonight. Meaning we're nude, right, Ian?
Hey, Sue.
Nice nads, dude.
I work out.
I try to work out.
Yeah, what do you do?
I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do Pilates?
While watching YouTube. I watch Pilates videos on YouTube, but I don't do anything. But I just watch them.
I guess the big question is for you and everybody out there, before they call 201-536-9368, is, are you strengthening your core? And how do you do that? Do you know how to, do you have, can you do Kegels without the apparatus? Or, can you do it with like a pen? Or a vape. Last week we talked about very little, actually, listening back about the vape pen. And I'm wondering, like, can that be used for
Kugels.
Kugels.
Coyote ugly.
What's a Kugel again? Oh, it's like a Jewish festival of fats and bread. That's what a Kugel is. It's like noodle. It's like baked noodle. It's like... Okay, it's like macaroni and cheese, but with stuff that's not as good as macaroni and cheese.
Turning me on.
That's a Kugel. And where? How did they get from Kugel to Kegel? That's what I want to know. Like, somebody just, like, playing us. I don't know. So, again, Do It For Me. This is a radio show. It's a call-in program. It's also a place where you can leave your comments and be a big coward.
Go on the internet.
On the internet. We're stripped down because...
Yeah, why? Why?
Because Leech, our technocrat video meister, is not here.
Stuck in that seed train again.
Yeah, he's... Well, we didn't expect him to be here.
I didn't either.
That's
called,
okay.
I called him a little too early this morning.
2 o'clock, I heard.
And he was up.
Yeah.
I was like... Can you give me a place to sleep? And he's like, no. And I just hung the phone up.
You know, that's not very nice.
No, it's not real friendship right there.
You know what's real friendship? I got a 2 o'clock in the morning call myself right after the Tav Falco and the Panther Burn show.
Oh.
You were at Panda Bear last night.
I was at Panda
night.
Bear, yeah. Yeah. Still going.
That's guess what? You're retaining the label of there's an angry commenter on Facebook that calls you a hipster on occasion, and
well,
then he retracts it, right?
Yeah.
Now you're
bring it on back.
You're steady going to a Panda Bear show 3 nights at the Bowery Ballroom.
I just took my band off my arm. I still got the B written on my hand though. A little tiny B.
For boss?
For boss.
You don't have a CMJ badge. CMJ is the big music festival.
I should have got one.
The big dreaded industry.
It is. The Pitchfork being bought by Condé.
Hilton.
Hilton. Oh boy.
Condé West.
Condé West. Yeah.
Who is our former Secretary of State? Condé Lisa. So Pitchfork was bought by Ponderosa Rice.
Pitchborg.
Pitchborg. You know, that thing can only go up, I say. I say it's about time we monetized Pitchfork.
Hmm.
Let's monetize it. Let's have some ads for some nice handbags and perfumes.
Etsy.
In between the pages of Pitchfork.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great idea. That's brilliant, actually.
What other things? Crate and Barrel. Hey. I want to see. So, with Condé Nast buying Pitchfork, does that mean it's the web thing, or is there going to be a paper version?
Paper version. They're buying everything.
Really?
Yeah.
And so we
it's
could
everything.
Potentially see.
Pitchfork store.
Who's a famous model now? That the Russians. There's Russian chicks that are like, I'm a lesbian, and I'm dating Taylor Swift. Like those girls that are in.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. They're going to be in between the pages of Pitchfork, selling you on the latest
Taylor Swift album,
or whatever. She's indie, right?
She's having some marital problems, I believe, right now.
Wives, Haim.
Yeah.
Oh, Haim.
So you know about them. I know them. I'm friends with them on Instagram.
Yeah. Would it be someone accused me of being too cool, and so like as if I'm supposed to talk smack about Haim or Taylor Swift. And you know what, Ian?
Nah,
that's